You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. A busy Thursday for me and probably everybody. It's cold outside, our winter. This might be our one day of winter. I think maybe in the next December, January, we'll get about 10 days of winter, you know.
I think you can look forward to some more cold days in January and even February.
Yes, I'm going to stick with my 10. Is this cold enough to consider winter?
Not for me.
Yeah, exactly. Not for me too. So it's not winter yet. This is just a nice cool fall.
Yeah, and by the calendar we're still in fall.
Oh, okay. So see, I figured 10 days. I'm exaggerating, of course, but maybe if we get 21 days of winter, I'm okay with that. That's Tucson. It's not too bad. I'm okay with that. So a busy day today. We have a basketball game here in about less than an hour. I'll be running to that at McHale Center, South Dakota State, as the 14th-ranked Arizona Wildcats play at home. Football game on Saturday. Very busy. Late night game, 8 o'clock. Maybe two people will stay for that by the end. I haven't even looked at the spread yet for that. El Tour de Tucson is Saturday all day. So, you know, drive accordingly.
And it looks like, fortunately, the weather is going to cooperate.
Yes, yes.
Although it'll be in the low 70s, which probably is not bad for bicycling.
No, it's perfect, yeah. Low 70s, I saw maybe 68-ish, which is, you know, 70.
Let's say around 70.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's fine. And that's ideal weather to be cycling in. Today was a little nippy, but it's fine. I mean, when you're riding 100 miles, 50 miles, 25 miles, you kind of using energy and you kind of don't feel it unless you feel it.
Will you be out there?
I'll be out there. I'm not riding, but I'll be out there. Yeah, it's an all day thing for me because of I work for them actually, so very busy. What else? Dave Hickey got a contract extension today. Board of Regents approved his contract extension and gave him a raise. Good for him. Now he just got to get people in the seats and people happier at U of A, fan-wise and otherwise, because coaches are being fired. One was fired today.
People come and people go.
sure do. They've gone a lot this year, especially on football. The third coach, and I don't want to butcher his name. I'm hoping to talk to Matt Moreno here at 6:15, the defensive line coach, and we'll let him butcher the name. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Hickey's. I guess he'll make a base salary of $750,000. He's running for his contract runs from 2023, $750,000, which is very good money. I'd put that in the bank. And $100,000 raise with $10,000 increases every year until 2023. So, wow.
His extension is through 2023?
Yeah. So four-year
deal. Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Now he just needs to get the programs in the right direction, you know, and see what happens. Football, not so much.
What can we do about the commissioner of the Pac-12?
All people in Tucson do is complain, and complain.
What, Tucson? We're the only ones that complain about Larry? Larry Scott?
Every place complains. It's funny because he lives in the Ivory Tower in San Francisco at his Pac-12 media area, and he's almost kind of bulletproof.
He seems to be, yeah.
A lot of people hate him. A lot of people don't like him, whatever word you want to use, and he's still there chugging along. I think this is year 10, 11, because the Citizen was closing when when he came on board and I was leaving the Citizen, so about 10, 11 years ago. Time flies when you're not having fun. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, what have been his greatest accomplishments?
Larry Smith? How much time do I have?
No, Larry Smith.
What did I say? Larry Scott? I said Larry Smith?
Yeah.
Larry Scott.
Well, Larry Smith did pretty well.
He did pretty well, yes.
But we're talking about, Larry Scott. Larry Scott. And I do that too. I should say nothing about what you did because I do it all the time.
No, if I would have said Larry Smith. Larry Scott, God, that's a good question. I don't know. What has he achieved that made everybody happy? Probably nothing.
Well, he got the He got the basketball championships in Las Vegas.
That would have been my number one thing. And he hasn't won the football program in San Francisco, but no one cares about that.
Right, exactly.
So, but they're moving it to the Vegas too. So that's two things. The contract, TV contract, horrible.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty much horrible, but he's making a ton of money.
Except for his entreaties with Las Vegas.
True. True. It's unbelievable. He's done a lot of things, but I think you're right, man. Moving the basketball thing to Vegas.
That's really about his most notable achievement, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd give you a laundry list of things that he's accomplished. Me. But that's probably about it. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing when there's a lot of money to be made and he's making it all, not the other schools, because the TV program is, the TV deal that he has is pretty bad for everybody. They're not making a whole lot of money, what they at least thought they would, and no one's watching.
It sure doesn't approach the kind of TV deal that the SEC got.
Oh, no, not even close. Not even close. And actually, you'd think that, and there's part of the disparity in terms of talent. The Pac-12 doesn't have the talent it used to, one, and two, because they're fleeing to the SEC and other places.
But if we compare that, am I right that the SEC deal has someone else handling all of the logistics and the programming, the camera work and hiring camera crews and all that kind of stuff, whereas Pac-12 is trying to do it all their own, by themselves?
Right. Yeah, and how's that going for you?
It hasn't been going very well.
No, it hasn't gone very well at all. So we'll see. And then, of course, the cable situation is not doing well, at all. So that's
they still haven't gotten themselves on Cox, have they?
No, that's digital. It's the dish. It's that dish, but it's the
Dish is competition.
Yeah,
DirecTV.
DirecTV. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. How can that go on?
It's been three, four years. Oh, more than that. Yeah, long time.
How can it go on like
it's
that?
It's called money. Money and greed. The root of all evil. And ego. Don't forget ego.
Okay.
And let's take a break real quick. Matt Moreno's going to call in. He's calling in from a can. We'll see what happens out there right before the game. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. And on the phone now, we have Matt Moreno of Go Easy Cats. How's Mikhail? I'm sure it's pretty dead.
Yeah, a lot of people filtering in. Starting to get a little bit louder, so I'm in one of the tunnels of McHale Center at the moment, Steve.
I would assume that it's going to be about another 1,500, 2,000 fans not in attendance, maybe 13,000 total, you think?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. I don't know that there's a lot of fans getting excited for a Thursday night game against South Dakota State when it's raining outside and, you have weather and you can just sit at home and watch the game.
Let's talk about basketball in a second. Let's go to some other breaking news, kind of breaking news, although it's already kind of old. Dave Hickey has been extended at least another year, making now $750,000 to run Arizona. Is that a surprise to you?
Not necessarily, but I think it's a surprise to a lot of people who have watched things play out. Maybe it's a little bit of a surprise to me, but nothing really surprises me with Arizona anymore, and so... obviously, when you read kind of what was said about him, Robert T. Robbins put out a statement about kind of why the decision was made. And when they were going into the meeting this week to talk about it and get approval for it, they kind of said that he has the support of our coaches and our staffers here and everyone in the community. So we think he deserves, another extra year tacked on to the end of his contract. And there's been a lot of people, at least on my message boards and I think around town and around the fan base, that feel like he hasn't done a good job to earn that. But he's going to get some more time and figure out if he can make this thing continue to work and go in a positive direction at some point.
Right. He showed up 2 years ago. He inherited a mess. And that's my opinion. And I'm not sure the mess has been fixed, but I guess they're going to give him time to get it fixed. So we'll see what happens. The third coach from the U of A football program has been fired. I have no idea how to say his last name. Do you?
Yeah, Ugalele.
Ugalele. So that come as a surprise to you?
Not necessarily. I mean, there was a little kind of dust up on the sidelines at the Oregon game, and that was kind of part of what went into it from everything that's kind of been floating around there. And when you throw into that, you know, he hasn't necessarily recruited like I think Arizona expected him to when he came on board. It's obviously his first coaching job at this level. He's been a junior college coach for all of his life before this, before getting to Arizona a couple years ago when he came on board with Kevin Sumlin. So there is going to be an adjustment period. But I think the first thing that anybody said before he even gets the players ready to play, before he even starts developing the defensive line, it's going to be recruiting. That's where he's going to help the most immediately, and he hasn't necessarily done that. Some of Arizona's top targets are kind of looking at other places, and some guys that are in-state are maybe looking at some other schools that Arizona had their sights set on. And so, in fact, his group is kind of up. I think everyone thought the defensive line was going to be a lot better this season. After watching them in spring, obviously you don't know, they're not going up against teams, but the expectation is that they're going to be better.
Your reception's getting bad.
Okay, Steve, I'll try and figure it out.
Go outside, it's not that cold.
Well, I'm not close enough, but I'm in one of the tunnels.
So go ahead.
I can't
go
do
ahead.
Everything for you, Steve.
Yes, you're my son. So tell me, I wasn't aware of the dust up.
There was some, they caught it a couple times. There was a few things that went on the sideline. There was a few miscues. There was talk about miscommunication by the players on the field, and they kept panning over to the sideline a couple different times, and there was, you know, coaches getting into it a little bit.
Sure.
So that's part of it, and when you kind of have coaches kind of going after one another in a lot of ways, and you combine that with, you know, underperforming defensive line group and not as great recruiting, I mean, it's one of those situations that's not a big surprise.
No, now that you say that makes total sense now. And now the third, I've been here 30-some years. I don't remember seeing this unless it was the McAvich year when they fired him, but everybody else is retained. I mean, this is strange.
Yeah, well, at this point you have one, you know, defensive coach that's been on staff as a full-time coach since the start of the season, Demetrius Martin. And I think the common thread when you see all these things, yes, on-field performance is part of it, but the common thread for the coaches that are no longer here is recruiting. And it's a talent problem with Arizona. They need to get better talent. They need to recruit at a better level. And right now, the coaches, along with not getting the results on the field, they're just not getting it done on the recruiting trail. And that's a big part of all these decisions. And I think that's also, you have to think about that when you're looking at this decision as a whole. And you have to understand that you have a group of recruits coming in this weekend. You have a month until the early signing period when a lot of recruits are going to sign. And you have a short amount of time to sell recruits on what the vision is. So wait until after the season to make these decisions. There's going to be a group of recruits that already know where they want to go, and they're going to explain to them, hey, this went on. This is why we fired those coaches. Where now they can get out ahead of it a little bit and try and sell them on the future.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's a bizarre situation. Now the third coach, we'll see what happens. Arizona's only a 10-point underdog.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, they always do pretty well against Utah, so you have to, I think, factor that in. But I think maybe a little bit of that is maybe some history, and we know that Arizona is always good for an upset they shouldn't have every season, and they haven't had one yet, so maybe that's what it's about. But I don't see how it's going to go differently than last week against Oregon. Maybe there's a little bit more fire. The players talked about having a little bit more fire for a top-10 team, but it's still the same team that we've seen for the last, you know, month or so.
Yeah, no question. The student athletes or the players can say whatever they want, but if it doesn't perform on the stadium or the field, what's it going to matter?
Right.
Who's going to start this weekend on quarterback?
To me, it feels like the pendulum is kind of swung back to Khalil Tate's side. I felt like with Grant Gunnell, he kind of didn't get a great chance to show what he could do. In that game against Oregon, it felt like there was some concern over the offensive line and how banged up it was. And him not being able to be as mobile as Khalil Tate, I think there's a comfort level with Khalil Tate's ability to scramble behind a banged up offensive line. They're not really much healthier. A lot of their key parts are still doubtful, according to Kevin Sumlin. And when you have a banged up offensive line and a true freshman quarterback, I mean, that's not a good equation. And I think for Arizona, it feels like there's just a more of a comfort that things can go at least in a positive way. In a positive direction with Khalil Tate back there, because he is mobile and is kind of away from some of that pressure that they know is going to be coming with a banged up offensive line. So it feels like it's going to be his show, to me, in my opinion, to finish out the season. I still think they're going to go with a two quarterback system. You'll still see Brandon out there, but I think it'll be a little bit more Khalil Tate heavy just because of the state of the offensive line right now.
Well, to me, if that's the case, it's like, what do they owe him? They've given enough sample size to see what he does, and he hasn't done enough.
You're trying to explain something that a lot of us are still trying to figure out, Steve, in terms of understanding the coaching staff decisions and a lot of the things that are going on kind of behind the scenes. So it's a difficult kind of math problem to figure out, and I don't have an answer to that. I think you've kind of given Khalil every chance to show what he can do. You've given him a long leash, and I don't know. It's kind of devolved into one of those situations. Quarterback, we really don't have any. That's where
it's at
right now. So
it's a tougher math problem than Susie leaves the train from Chicago at 5 o'clock and meets Bill in St. Louis at 7 o'clock. How fast were the trains going?
Yep, I wasn't good at those, Steve.
Well, all I know that probably the train crashed. The train crashed in this situation at some point.
Yes. At some point, I would agree.
You like South Dakota State tonight, and then next week the schedule starts to improve. I think we'll start to see how good this basketball team is soon, don't you think? Within the next month.
In the next month, definitely. I think next week you obviously get them away from McHale Center a little bit. It's still going to be a very pro Arizona crowd. They're going to be in Southern California. It's a tournament that doesn't have a lot of marquee names. There's going to be quite a few. I mean, there's going to be Pepperdine, a Southern California program, but for the most part, the names of the teams that they're going to be competing against aren't fantastic. So it's going to be, I still think, a pretty pro Arizona type of crowd in Anaheim. And then you get on to, you know, the next part of the schedule when you're heading out to Baylor and you're going to play Gonzaga here. So once you get to this next part of the schedule, I think next week, you're going to start to learn a lot more about what the Arizona team is. Until then, it feels like it's going to be a lot of the same of what we've seen so far the first couple weeks.
Yeah, very strange. Well, Matt, thanks a bunch. We'll see you in a bit when I sit with you guys on Press Row. Take care. Thanks for calling in, Matt. Appreciate it. So we have a little bright moment before we go to break here at the 6:30 hour.
Well, it's sounding more and more to me like Grant Gunnell's success is going to depend on that offensive line. If they can't get that offensive line protecting him long enough for him to see his options and make a throw, he's not going to be able to do any better than Khalil.
Sure. I think, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. But I think that Arizona's best chances to win or to move the ball is with Grant. And I don't know, say anything bad about Khalil. I think he's just given a lot of chances that he hasn't proven. And in fact, the last time they played here in Oregon against Oregon State, Grant moved the ball pretty well. They just didn't have enough time and couldn't, you know, stop Oregon State.
But the offensive line was more intact then.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you have no offensive line and no defensive line, you're done. And that's pretty much what Arizona's gone through the last year, this last few games. Not good.
Nope.
Now we got to go to break here on 10-3 The Voice. We'll come back on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10-3 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. If you'd like to call in, please do 790-2040. I'm glad to talk to you. Yesterday we got a few calls, or the day before we got a few calls at the last moment. We have about a half hour left of the show, and then I'm going to race to the basketball game and see how good Arizona plays tonight. They've obviously been playing very well against so-so competition, but it beats the alternative. It just does.
Well, how about the women?
The women, I haven't seen them yet.
They have been playing well against some good opponents. Like Texas women's team was ranked, 22nd in the nation?
Yeah, in the top 25. Yeah, no, and McDonald's is playing like one of the best players in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question. Almost pulled off a triple-double yesterday. I don't know, and maybe I should have read it in the paper or the internet.
Oh, the Prairie View game?
Yeah. That how many triple-doubles they've had in the program. I know that the head coach never had one when she was here, and she's easily one of the among the best players to ever play here. But McDonald will probably eventually pull that baby off and have a triple-double. She was very close yesterday. And she's probably one of the best players in the conference for sure.
So are they finally ranked in the women's basketball rankings?
They're not in AP. They are in the coaches in the top 25.
Oh, it's about time.
So we'll see. Yeah. And, you know, it means more for the women because they haven't been there for a long time. And the men, you know, okay, it's called Tuesday for them. And everyone says, well, it's important. Not so much. If you're Arizona, people know who you are. In fact, through the tough times here in the last few years, Arizona has lived off being good for one reason. Its reputation of being very good. So they've survived it. Sean has survived it. And we'll see what happens down the road with any NCAA violations stated or not. But Arizona has survived because it's Arizona, has that block A, and has a reputation of being a good basketball program. I think that Adia and her program is going to get to this level in time, not overnight for sure, because it takes a while. The one thing I wanted to ask Matt Moreno, because we talk about it on our podcast and our Sports Guys show, where would you rank Arizona in the list of Pac-12 teams in terms of ideal places to go play football? Where would you rank them?
Well, you're asking me that question?
Yeah, I know it's a question that would take a little thought, but
I think it's a better place, and this is my personal opinion, and apparently not everybody feels the same way I do about it, but I think the new facility that allows them to play regardless of temperatures or weather conditions, that enclosed practice facility, I think that enhances the Arizona experience for guys who might want to come here.
Okay, so where do they sit? Other schools have the same thing, if not better things.
Well, and some of them don't need it. I mean, they're exactly. In a favorable climate.
Yep. So of the 12, where do they sit?
Well, I hear good comments from recruits about the campus and the kind of reception they get, how friendly everybody is. So Arizona has got to be at least, sixth anyway? In a pack 12.
I'm saying eighth at the best. And let me tell you, Stanford, okay. I'm not going to put them in any order, but Stanford, better, probably. School, one right out of there, school. UCLA, USC, Washington, Oregon. Okay, there's five. You can go up to Calton, okay. Washington State, not so much. I think the ones that fall behind Arizona, Washington State, Oregon State, Cal, debatable.
How much of what the campus is like and what the environment is like plays?
People care about playing. I think it's a little, not very much.
I mean, when you think about it, some of the nicer campuses are probably Stanford, California, Oregon,
Washington,
UCLA and USC, not so much.
UCLA, yes. USC, not
USC,
so much.
No, definitely.
No.
So
ASU? What about ASU? It's nice.
I don't think the Arizona State campus is as nice as the Arizona campus.
Okay. But I still think that the metropolis that Phoenix is probably a place that they would prefer to go. So I'm thinking, okay, at best seven. Maybe eight. I still have them at eight, and I don't even know who the rest below them. Washington State, Oregon State, Utah, Colorado. So Salt Lake City is a nice place. Colorado Boulder, a fantastic college town. So, you know, they're competing against some top-notch things. I think that kids, number one, want to go to a place that they have a chance to play. And we've discussed this with Rubio and some of those guys. If you can play right away, they're going to go there.
Wouldn't you think that two-star and three-star recruits have a better chance to play right away at Arizona?
No question. That's why they come here. Five-stars are going to go. Where do you think five-stars are going to go?
Well,
five-star places.
Yeah. USC.
USC, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama. They're not coming here because this is not a five-star place. It may be in football. It may in basketball, but not in football. Would you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. And it's a reputation that you have to overcome. It's not going to be overcome anytime soon. The last few coaches, handful of coaches, have not helped with that. what Dick Tomey did was he raised the expectations of those two-star, three-star kids and coached them up, which a good coach does. I think that Stoops tried to do that. He had some better talent, and he had some. He had a chance.
And he had a philosophy, too.
He had a chance of philosophy.
OKG?
No, that was Rich Rod.
That's right. Stoops, I'm doing it again. I got Stoops and Rodriguez melded into
Stoops
one
Stoops had a chance. He just ran against. He wasn't a good communicator. He was a fiery guy on the sidelines that got kind of crazy, and he just didn't fit the mold of a head coach.
Do you think his antics on the sideline is what finally did him in as far as the way people regarded him in general?
Maybe. I think that's how he's identified.
Looking past his recruiting ability, his coaching skills.
I think that's how he's identified, yeah. And we'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see. He's not even coaching. He's a consultant with Alabama because they fired him at Oklahoma. He just wasn't that right guy. You know, Stoops is the name, but it wasn't his brother, Bob Stoops. And he's not his brother, Mark. So he just kind of... And then he ran up against a guy who didn't hire him, who was Greg Byrne. And he just didn't communicate very well. So why not just...
Well, how is he getting along with Greg Byrne now?
Oh, I don't... It's funny. I posted something on my blog, I think it was my blog, or I put it on Facebook. Imagine what the meetings are there, because maybe they don't even run into each other.
As a consultant, he's not that active.
In fact, when Alabama played Mississippi about a month ago, I put that. So you had Greg Byrne, you had Stoops, and you had Rich Rod, all in the same building.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So does you have any thoughts or comments about this recruit that was supposed to make an announcement today?
No, it's tomorrow. You saw it right there, right? You see it right there. You see it on the right where your cursor is.
Thursday evening.
Yes.
Isn't today Thursday?
Well, they might do it tonight. Just hit it. It might be later tonight. Maybe it may be updated. 6:30 Arizona time. 6:30 Arizona time. So we're just past the point of maybe he's doing it right now.
Okay. Do you know anything about him?
No, just that he's good enough to play here. So which means he's good enough. Out of Chicago, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Arizona never lacks for recruiting. Sean's doesn't chase after bad players, so he'll probably fit in perfectly here. And Arizona's doing really nice with how this team fits. I think that's what makes this team very good. It's just a good fitting team.
Yeah.
It's still early. It's like that honeymoon period. We'll see when it matters in February and March. When, you know, people start getting applauded, getting more pats on the back, see what the egos are, see what the team is like.
But whenever I watch them, I'm getting good vibes from these guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe Miller should have a coach's recruiting clinic for the football coaches.
Someone said that to me earlier. I think that Sean should be doing some of the pregame speeches. If you don't have talent... I don't care how good of a speech writer you are or speech talker. You don't have the talent. It's just not going to work. And Arizona football doesn't have it.
And Sean's not doing it all on his own. He's got some guys on his coaching staff that are helping him in the recruiting. So,
Okay.
Murphy's got to be...
Yeah, he was just on the board, though. He came in late.
Yeah.
He came in late.
But he's going to help him.
We'll see with the next class. I think this class that's there wasn't helped by Murphy. But Murphy's a super good guy, and I'm sure he'll do fine.
Who do you think's the best recruiting coach for the football team?
Man.
I can't think of anybody.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
But except maybe for that. Chuck Cecil. I can't think of anybody.
Well, he doesn't recruit.
Wouldn't he now?
He would now if he sticks around.
I don't know.
I do not know.
And the defense is where they need a lot of help.
Yeah, and they don't have any coaching defense right now.
Yeah. It's being decimated coach by coach.
It's like the dog chasing his tail. Good luck with that. So we'll see what happens. It's just not good. Let's take a quick break, our final one, before the 7 o'clock hour here on 1030 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. If you'd like to call in, please do, 790-2040. I haven't heard that intro. I think that might have been my first time You've introduced me with that song. Isn't that the Year of the Cat?
It is.
Year of the Cat.
Yep.
So let's see if it's going to be Year of the Cat. 2019-2020.
All right.
We've already kind of missed the boat on one sport, at least one sport, football, maybe basketball. I saw yesterday, I think it flashed on the ESPN ticker yesterday, all the odds of to win the title, NCAA basketball title. Take a guess where Arizona is. Take a guess.
50-1.
Oh, wow. That's kind of in the ballpark, kind of. 30-1.
Oh, they're even better. Okay. Even better.
So what would you think Oregon is at?
15, 20 to 1.
18 to 1. So I think Arizona, they might have been Washington number two. I can't remember who it was number two, but it was Arizona at number, I don't know, 15, whatever it was, 30 to 1, which is pretty good. You know, if you want to put $10 to win 300, it's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
When do they first play Oregon?
Or the first week in January, I think. I could be wrong.
They should be ready for them.
Yeah. For whom? Oregon for Arizona?
Arizona should be ready for Oregon.
Should be fun. I think that's the case. I could be wrong. So we'll see. I'll look for the schedule.
I'm not that familiar with the Oregon roster, but they don't seem to me to have as many good players.
As in the past?
As Arizona has.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Can Oregon field two teams?
Well, let's not get carried away, though.
Have five starters and five backups that are just as good as the starters?
Calm your jets there. Let's not get carried away.
Okay.
Arizona's been playing well. I don't know about comparing the two like that, but because all you need is five.
Well, yeah, but you got to play the whole game.
Sure. And your point is?
Well, it's nice to have people that you can bring in with some fresh legs when you need them.
So they play Oregon the January 9th, and they play Oregon State January 12th.
Where's the Oregon game? It sounds like it's over in Oregon.
They're on the road, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if they're going to have back-to-back games with the two Oregon teams.
Well, they could do it here. They could do it here, but it looks like it's going to be in Oregon.
Yeah.
And the season for the Pac-12 begins with ASU here on the 4th of January.
That'll be a packed house.
Should be. It should be a crazy game. They have been last, since Sean's been here, it's been all crazy. I think he's like batting .500 against them. He hasn't really dominated like Lute did and some of the others because it's just what it is. It's funny. Strange, but ASU has had better is a better program now than what it used to be.
Oh yeah, Bobby Hurley has helped bring basketball for the state of Arizona, into the picture again.
More competitive.
Yeah, more competitive. Yeah. Yeah.
So it
makes a better rivalry between the two teams.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. So what else? What else is going on in your world, Tom?
You don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know. Okay, good. I haven't seen you in a couple days, 3 days.
Yeah, just dealing with stuff.
Dealing with stuff. Yeah. Old age like me. Cold.
Well, that's part of it. But, things happen. You got to take care of them. And then you got to deal with insurance companies. And what are they going to pay for the damage that was done by Mother Nature?
So something did happen to you. It's funny. Yeah. Talking about this the other day. And, you're walking around and you see somebody. Hey, how you doing? And they actually tell you how they're doing. That's the last thing you want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Saying hello. Sometimes I just need to say hello and then move on.
Right, exactly.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, well, I got it. My back hurts. My arm hurts. I got a toothache. Oh, sorry I asked.
The hockey team's doing good.
Oh, the Roadrunners?
Both.
Oh, the Roadrunners.
How did they come out against?
You're my hockey guy.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't.
Well, they're the first team to win 10 games in the league, weren't they? I think they were
the Roadrunners.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing so far, but because we have the sponsor.
Because they had that big weekend against Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Two games, I think it was.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but that was going to establish who's going to be the front runner in their division of the conference. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got the AHL divided up.
It's still way early.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it right now.
The University of Arizona men's hockey team is doing pretty good too. So good for them. Congrats.
Okay. So they do. They play tomorrow night. In fact, I should have had somebody on this week they play the Ontario Reign 7:05 tomorrow at the convention center. Yeah, in fact, we have at the Del Tour the winners, the first place finishers over the next Friday and Saturday are going to be kind of like honorary droppers of the puck on Saturday.
Oh.
So they'll go from the cycling to the dropping of the puck.
Are you going to be involved
no.
with that?
Oh. No. Too cold. Too cold inside and outside.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool. That's my bad that I should have had somebody on maybe today to talk about this weekend's games. Tomorrow they play, and then they play Saturday as well.
Does it show where they stand in the rankings?
No, I can find their schedule, but I can't find the standings. So we'll see.
The last I heard, they were first or second.
Yeah, it would make sense because you're the first team to 10.
In their division.
Let me see where they are. 30th, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here we are. They beat. Oh, because they lost to San Jose 7-1 last week. And then they beat San Jose 8-2.
Oh.
That's a
tit for tat.
Yeah, but that's a heck of a discrepancy in terms of numbers. Lose 7-1, then win 8-2.
Yeah. It sounds like Tucson's goalie had an off night the first night, and San Jose's goalie had an off night the second night.
Sounds a little strange to me.
All right, so who are they playing tomorrow?
Oh, don't make me do that today, because I just...
They're probably playing more than one game. They're probably going to play...
Ontario Reign.
Okay, so they're playing... Yeah, that's Ontario, California, no doubt.
Right.
So they're going to play them, and that'll probably be another game Saturday?
Yes, back-to-back 7 o'clock games.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I should have had them on today with the IRA Resources Coaches Show.
Well, we could do it tomorrow.
No, because they're playing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do that next week.
Okay.
For sure. For sure. Give away some tickets after that.
Let's see. What else? Hockey? Not hockey, but soccer?
The women. They play on the road this weekend. Penn State, I think it is.
They're in the... aren't they in the...
Tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the tournament. I think they play Penn State on the road. See what happens in the second round of the NCAA tournament. I didn't have their coach on this year. Maybe we'll, if they continue to win, I'll have him early. I know that Chris DeSimone has him on in the mornings.
Yeah.
So he does a good job.
So we should be able to get him in the afternoon.
We'll see if they got to win. It's going to be a tough road here. The Pima men's, the men's team are 1-1 in their group. I don't think they played today. I think they're just waiting to see what happens in pool play to see if they can defend their title.
How's the Pima men's basketball team doing?
Oh, just started. They lost in a, I don't know if it was an exhibition game, but to a Division I school last week in one of the first games. I think they're maybe 1-1, if that counted. I can't remember if it counted.
Because they've done pretty well the last couple of
seasons.
Oh,
yeah, really well. Yeah. The women's team lost last night. There's a big difference between Division I and JC, so I'm not sure if they played the Division I.
Are the high school football teams getting into... final tournament play?
Yes. And South Point plays Saturday night in Phoenix. Chandler. Number one.
So those are the two top teams in the state.
The only team, four because Arizona's or Tucson's number four.
Okay. Chandler's one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, that's...
Is that the deciding game for the state championship?
No. This is the semifinal.
Okay.
And it's going to be a huge game. I know a lot of people going up for that, media-wise at least. Because that's the same time Arizona plays football.
So it's CDO?
No, they're out. Everyone's out but South Point.
Oh, it's South Point. Are they undefeated?
Yes.
All right. That definitely shaping up to be a good one.
Undefeated and have the best talent in Southern Arizona without question. And so we'll see what happens there this weekend. Well, Tom, let's call it a day. I'm going to have to get in my car and run to U of A.
All right, so let's get Steve out of here a few seconds early. And drive safe.
Yes. See you tomorrow. All Thanks, right. Everybody, for listening. 10:30 The Voice.